Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every single morning, as I get in my car to drive down here from the northern provinces, I'm listening to Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, and Evan Cohen is the person I think I hear the most. Although I hear Chris Canty the loudest, I hear Evan Cohen the most. Evco Radio on Twitter. Mr. Cohen, how are you?
Adam, great to be on with you and Victoria. I appreciate it.
So what do we do now that football's over, Evan?
We talk about football more, I think, is what normally happens. We talk about hypotheticals around football. We wait for Duke and North Carolina to do what they can do around the postseason and then March Madness, the NCAA tournament. We talk about, Caitlin Clark is
yes.
The one to talk about last night. She was unbelievable. I love the NBA personally. I know that not everyone necessarily does.
Oh, we do.
But what do we do when football is over is talk about football. It's really what's happened here in the sports world. It is different than when you and I first started in this
yep.
or when you and I were growing up. It was more seasonal, right? It's football's over, now we move on to basketball and hockey and baseball, et cetera. But that is not the case anymore, that more people are going to be interested in quarterback play, coaching moves. Where could this quarterback go or that quarterback go? And that is what the majority of the people love. You know that better than anybody.
Yeah, there's no question. I saw, we're speculating on where Russell Wilson ends up. And every year, and Evan Cohen from ESPN Radio, Unsportsmanlike, is joining us here in the Adam Gold Show. Every year it seems like we get into the offseason, and now we're just a week into it. It's kind of amazing. And there is a theme. And a couple of years ago, it was Baker Mayfield. We spent an entire summer talking about Baker Mayfield. And I just thought, wow, we have really reached the depths. We're talking about somebody who just hasn't quite hit it yet, even though he was a number one overall pick. I think we're going to start talking about Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. I know they've got the first pick. Isn't it pretty simple that if you have an opportunity to reset your quarterback salary clock with somebody who is probably going to come in at least not far off the pace that Justin Fields is at right now, that you're going to do it if you're Chicago?
Yes, and I am just – here's the thing that's so interesting. If you think about the football team in your state, have we ever seen two teams more oddly connected to each other than Carolina and Chicago right now? Isn't it weird that, that trade happens last year, your quarterback situation is what it is. Every one of the people in every Carolina fan probably thinks about the idea of Bryce Young versus Caleb Williams, Bryce Young versus C.J. Stroud, right?
Yes.
Then you're looking at it this year as, well, you don't have the first pick, but you would have had the first pick, so you traded it to the Bears if you're the Panthers. But now should the Bears trade it? Should they trade Justin Fields? If they do trade Justin Fields, is he better than Bryce Young? Should they, all these things are, it's just odd. I don't know. Maybe it's just me because I'm talking to you and I'm thinking about this, how connected it is. But yes, they're going to take Caleb Williams. I don't think there's any question about it. The only thing, Adam, that I would say, and this is where everyone seems to think I'm wrong about this, but okay, I'll throw it out there. If I'm the Bears, don't I want a signed, sealed, delivered Caleb Williams before I move on from Justin Fields? Don't I want to make sure that Caleb Williams wants to be on my team before I'm moving on from him. Now, Canty, who you mentioned, and Michelle Smallman, the three of us, obviously, on Sportsman, they fight me off by saying, okay, well, if it's not Caleb Williams, Drake May, UNC, or Jaden Daniels, LSU, is better than Fields anyway, so you're still moving off of Fields. But, yeah, this is all obvious to you and I. It doesn't mean that the Bears won't play the game.
And the Bears do not have a great history with quarterbacks. As a matter of fact, earlier this year, we talked with Eric Kramer, who still has many Chicago single-season quarterback records, and it's not like he put up you know, Patrick Mahomes-like seasons in Chicago, the best quarterback in Bears history is probably Jay Cutler, right? He's probably the best quarterback they've ever had.
Sid Luckman, maybe 100 years ago, but yeah, I get the point. I mean,
yes, you're right.
You and I are not young. We ain't that old. Right?
never seen Sid. They didn't have face masks back in that day.
Exactly. The one bar face mask. But yeah, but here's the other thing, though. So I challenge you to do this because I put this out there, Adam. When was the last time a failed first round quarterback went to another team and succeeded? So what is the value for Justin Fields? Think about it.
Yeah.
Like, people have actually said to me, well, Baker Mayfield. And I said, well, wait a minute. Baker Mayfield went to the Carolina Panthers, then went to the Rams,
yeah,
then went to Tampa Bay. So that took him a while, right? When was the last time you had a quarterback that you would say, first-round pick, did not succeed with said franchise, then immediately went somewhere else and was successful? The track record for Justin Fields going somewhere else and being successful, not there. The track record for Caleb Williams in a Bears uniform, as you just pointed out with your Eric Kramer reference, which is a great one, is not pointing in the right direction either. So, like, all signs point to everything being a mess with this draft at the top of it.
Yeah, also, the first quarterback taken in these drafts, like, I still think that the science is not in on Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. Stroud clearly is going to be... already is very good, is going to be very good. I just don't think we're done yet judging Bryce Young based on how dysfunctional everything was around him a year ago with Carolina. Now, does it appear...
Adam, sure. Let me just jump in on something. I'm so glad you said that. I'm not the biggest Bryce Young guy, but the idea of writing a number one overall pick off because he had what looked like a rookie season is ignorant. And now, when you bring in arguably the most handsome coach in the league, let's talk. I mean, that guy is a good-looking dude. Analysis. I mean, I don't know if that's going to make Bryce Young better, but I saw him at the press conference. I'm like, geez, I would love to look like this guy. But I think the concept of writing him off is so absurd.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning stunk his rookie year. I'm not saying Bryce Young's Peyton Manning. I'm just saying because C.J. Stroud is great, it doesn't mean that Bryce Young is not also going to be great.
Right, and Bryce Young doesn't necessarily have to be better than C.J. Stroud for it to be a good pick.
No.
He just has to be really good. And by the way, I think D'Amico Ryans is the most handsome coach.
Don't tempt me with this stuff. This is my area. I love this stuff. All right, here we go. D'Amico Ryans is in there. Sean McVay's got to be in there.
Sean McVay is very handsome.
LaFleur's probably in there a little bit.
He's not my type. Matt LaFleur is not my type. I like Robert Saleh, but I don't know. He's kind of guy at the gym.
I don't know. Robert, here's the thing about Robert Saleh. I'll put the Just for Men in now that I'm on TV because I don't want the gray. The Just for Men on the beard, not as in on, like Saleh has.
Yeah, just accept the gray in your beard. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, but, like, my wife does the hair thing for me, so it's not all too gray on TV. But the beard, I think you can deal with.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the hair for me.
He's got great skin.
Every day. Yeah.
I think Robert Saleh has great skin, and I'll just leave it there.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
All right. Real quick to Caitlin Clark, because this question was asked of me. What has she meant to, like, is there another athlete that did for her, that did for their sport what she is doing for women's basketball?
Yeah, Serena Williams and Tiger Woods.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, let me add another sentence. Okay. just relative to who is the individual athlete to get you to watch a sport more than you did prior. That's Tiger, Serena, and then Caitlin Clark would fit under that. You cannot, in any way, shape, or form, compare Caitlin Clark to the historical significance and the doors kicked in, thankfully, by Tiger and Serena to open up their sports to people that look different than a white male or female, yeah. Right? So I am not, like, what Tiger has done and Serena, and I love both of them for so many reasons. So I'm not comparing Caitlin Clark to that. I'm just saying most people are watching the NFL. Most people are watching college football. Some are watching the NBA, MLB, and NHL. Some are watching college basketball. Less than some were previously watching women's college basketball outside of, you know, Tennessee, UConn, South Carolina, et cetera. And when there's up years for respective schools, Caitlin Clark is an attraction that people are watching that sport because of her, which is an amazing accomplishment. I would argue, and I said it today on Unsportsmanlike, that I think in the last decade plus, she may be the biggest college athlete we've seen. Zion has come up at Duke, obviously, in the yeah. 1 year he was there. Caitlin Clark, obviously, there longer. But the person that everyone kept coming back to, and what an insane compliment if we're going to say this similar this way, was Tim Tebow. I think Tebow was way bigger than Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
But if that's the comp, and Tebow is a great guy who accomplished a lot of things, irrelevant. What they do on the next level, Adam, doesn't matter in this argument.
Yeah.
But if Caitlin Clark in college draws the kind of attention that Tebow does for the right reasons, oh, my God, what an amazing story.
Yeah, I also think, and this is part of my answer to Caitlin Clark, is that what she has meant in terms of people recognizing that there was a market inefficiency with the attraction of women's sports on television. This happened during the Women's European Soccer Championships a couple of summers ago, where they didn't expect it to be as big as it was, and then it broke every single viewership and attendance record that has ever been set, and they went, wait a second, this is obviously a bigger deal than we think. And now right. You're starting to see the explosion, and I think Caitlin Clark is part of the reason why, or maybe the reason why the networks have finally gone, wait a second, people want to watch this. Let's give it to them more, and then let's put it on a streaming service so nobody can see it. But that's fine, because it was supposed to be on Peacock anyway. I have Peacock because I'm a soccer fan. So every Saturday and Sunday morning, I'm there watching it. So before we have to say goodbye to Evan Cohen at Evco Radio on Twitter, Unsportsmanlike on ESPN every weekday morning. Patrick Mahomes is now better than Tom Brady. Deal with that.
No, he's not. Stop it, Adam.
Just deal with it.
You and I have talked now. You and I have talked multiple times. Every single time we've talked, I've left with a smile on my face. Don't do this. Don't do this.
No, this is what we're supposed to do. Chris Canty would do this.
Texting, oh, God. I was texting all week with Victoria, trying to figure out the time, when we're going to do this. We had great exchanges. What about here? What about there? 99.9 in Raleigh is the fan is the station. I got Groovy. I got Paul. I got everybody involved here. Now I'm going to be out on this? What is happening here? You're not really going to. Do you realize
yeah.
that Tom Brady has double plus one
right.
the amount of Super Bowls that Mahomes has won? Michelle Smallman said it perfectly on our show this week. Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT in waiting.
Right.
That doesn't mean you ever become the GOAT, right? Bill Guthridge was the coach in waiting for Dean Smith. He became the head coach.
Right.
They went on to, you know, ultimately when Roy Williams is there, that's probably where we're going to go, right? Like, I just think, in general, what Patrick Mahomes has done is insane. The best start to a career, arguably, in history.
Right.
That does not mean he's going to win as much as Brady has won and play as highly at a level that Brady has played at for as long as Brady did.
All right, I'm going to ask you questions.
Okay, yeah. I'm nervous where this is going, but go ahead.
Greatest golfer of all time is?
It's Jack.
No, it's not. It's Tiger. Tiger's the greatest player ever. Now, Jack is the most accomplished player ever.
Do you know?
Who's the greatest basketball player in UNC basketball history?
Okay, well,
the answer is not Tyler Hansbrough.
No, it's Henrik Rödl.
Adebola Okalaja.
It's Kevin Salvadori. It's Brian Reese. I could go all day with you on this one. Let's do this. George Lynch, Shamon Williams, too easy. Donald Williams, 93, Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the great performances ever. Mokhtar Engi, the transfer from Michigan. I mean, come on now. You want to play this game? I'm Derek Phelps you all day long. You didn't think I had this in me.
No, I absolutely knew. I knew you had it in you. My point is that we confuse accomplished with greatest. Like, I don't think that Tom Brady is the greatest, like, player who ever played the position. Like, I think Dan Marino is a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
But,
Adam, no, he's not.
But Brady was the best winner we've ever seen. And there's something to be said for that.
Adam, come on.
We got 3 hours to fill every day. I could argue all of these things, Evan.
Can we do, next time I come on, can we do a random North Carolina player draft?
Let's do it. You got you and Victoria text, and then just let me know when we're doing it. I'm ready.
But are we gonna, so here's the thing. We can't study. We have to agree we cannot study beforehand. It has to be off the top of our head, right?
You don't have to worry about that with me. That is all safe with me.
Brady above Canales and D'Amico, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Brady is definitely. Oh, if he doesn't win some sort of an award for the being the DJ in the Dunk Kings commercial,
so good.
Yeah, fantastic. I love that spot. Have you seen the longer version of it?
You don't think I search everything Tom Brady on the internet at all times?
There's a the 4.5 minute version of that is just absolutely brilliant. It should win an Academy Award for a great short. It's tremendous. All right.
I'm insulted. You've asked if I've seen that. How dare you not think I've seen that?
Evan. Evan Cohen, unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio at Evco Radio. All right, we're doing the draft next time.
All right, tell Joe Forte I say hi.
Thanks, man. Take care. He's just throwing salvos at me. All right, Lindsey Brown is going to join us from the West Coast in a little bit. Canes have a very big weekend coming up. This is why, Evan, in many ways, we do the same thing, right? So we have, here's what we're going to talk about today, and then all these other things happen, and it's honestly, it's misspent youth is what it all is. It all comes down to is how much time did you waste as a young person and what did you waste time doing? That's all it is. So because I have had people ask me, see, this is what you get when you don't study. You're doing other things. So appreciate Evan Cohen for jumping on.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.